Father in heaven, we're so thankful to be able to come into thy presence one more time. Lord, we thank you for the fullness there is by your mighty Spirit. Lord, we thank you that you're not slack concerning your promises, as some count slackness. But Father, you move not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, saith the Lord. And Father, your word also declares, when the enemy comes in like a flood, yea, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. And Father, I believe that that's coming a time of, we're in that time right now. And the enemy is really doing a work. But Father, your word declares when he does, you'll come up, put up a standard against him. And Father, we know that standard is the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for that greater is he that's within us and he that's in the world. And Father, your word declares also, let not our hearts be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Father, where your Spirit is, there is liberty, there is strength, there is power, there is your anointing. And Father, your word says, we're not to fear. You have not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And Lord, we thank you for that helping our minds. The Bible, your word says, renewing our mind that we might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Father, we're living in such a time when the opposition takes its grip on many minds that have once known you, had the fulfillment of your grace in their life, and that you walk them in your pathway of love. And this day they find themselves depleted. They find themselves alienated because they're far from where they once were. Father, we just pray that you help your people in a mighty way this day. Father, we lift up the lowly. We lift up those who have no strength. Your word says, when we have no strength, you'll give us might. You'll increase our strength. And Father, we pray for a mighty move from heaven. We pray that you'd bind the powers of the enemy that come against your people this day. Set them free that they might have a special day. One day after another, Lord God, they might call upon you, that you might be able to answer them and show them great and mighty things that they know not. And Father, we just give you praise. We give you honor. We come to you with thanksgiving, praising you and honoring you as the Lord of glory. You are the Creator of all the universe. And Father, we stand in awe here this night, beholding your glory, seeing your mighty grace. And yet, you're so big that yet you can speak to our hearts. And what a mystery it is to me that how deep you can have the whole world in your hands, but yet you can come down and be with us. And your word declares that you'll never forsake us. Your eyes are over the righteous. And you help those who call upon you. And Father, I call upon you in the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray that you'd set captivity free this night. Deliver those who are in troubles this night. And Father, for those who have strayed off from the path of life, Father, I pray that you'd bring them back on the pathway. Set them on a true course toward heaven. And Father, I pray that you'd grace them with thy glory. You would touch them with a mighty hand. Shelter them, protect them, guide them, and deliver them from the oppressor, the enemy who would come against them. And Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. We pray for America this day. We pray for this country of ours. We know these perilous times are here, and serious conditions are before us, your people this day. And Father, we pray that you'd touch the hearts of your people in a mighty way, that your people might come together and stand in thy presence, Lord, having done all to stand America to pray and seek thy face in a mighty way, believing whatsoever they pray is going to come to pass, and believing it in their heart. And it shall come to pass. Father, we just pray for the fulfillment of your blessings upon your people this day in a mighty way. And Father, we thank you for all the good and every good and perfect gift that come this day from the Father above, who there is no variableness, neither shadow turning. We thank you how you grace this day with thy presence. And we thank you for all thy blessings forevermore. And we thank you, the one who has made it possible in the wonderful name of Jesus, that name is above all names. And Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you what he's did for us today. We thank you for what he's helped us through the times of struggles. He's been there. He's been our way maker. He's been our peacemaker. He's been the one beside us. And Father, we thank you for greater is he also that's within us. He is in the world. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the direction, the calling, that your aid, your benefits you bestow upon your beloved constantly. And Father, we know when the enemy comes in that you're going to send us help. You're going to send us strength. And Father, your word says obedience is better than sacrifice. Help us this day to stay in obedience. Help us not to have to sacrifice so much. Help us to more come to that place that we're obedient more than we have to sacrifice. And we know that you're forgiving, but help us to come to that place that we're a little bit ahead. We don't have to go back and make restitution. We don't have to go through these serious things that bring us down many times. Father, we thank you. We pray for the faithful this night. We pray for those who love you this night. We pray for those who have a mighty love for you this night. We pray that you'd touch them in a mighty way. And we thank you for this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I'd like to really, if we can, it's a big subject, but many people declare when you hear them talking, I'm going to heaven, all the songs are written. I'm going to heaven, and sweet peace by and by. And this is part of almost everybody is all going to heaven. But you know, I've been really doing a lot of searching. The Word of God really doesn't say that we're all going to go to heaven. It'd be nice, but the Bible says, I'm going to read this a little bit in Revelation. It says, I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. What a beautiful picture. Jesus is getting everything prepared for that time that we're all going to see Jesus, because he's the husband. We're going to be the bride of Christ. The Christians are going to be those who have their garments without spot. They're going to be that remnant that God's going to use in a very special way. But heaven is a real place. It's a lot the same as earth's a real place. We live in a real world. You know, everybody, they think, gets so mystified when they think about God. Well, you know, I hear people say, well, you know, I don't want to even talk about God. I don't even care about that because I'll meet that day when I come. But people are afraid a lot of time what's going to take place down the road. And that's the problems. We need to face that now, and when that day arrives, we'll be ready. We'll be in the right pathway. We'll not be off doing something that we really have to ask forgiveness. We need to be serious in our hearts, because the Bible says, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So according to that, there's a way that seems right unto man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. Death is a terrible thing. God never meant death for any of us people. He only wanted us to live in his fullness. He wanted us to enjoy his mighty blessings. He wanted us to have an overabundance of his love. Not just what we can get by with, but he wants to have an overabundance of love. We want to have that zeal that's preferred above all that we can imagine. God wishes. We need to wish and think for great and mighty things. Bible says there's no good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright before him. Many times I think people hear me speaking, but they think, well, you know, you just don't really know all that's going wrong. And that's probably I don't. Good thing I don't know all that's going wrong. But I do know the one that can help us. The same one that helps me can help you. The same God of the God of universe, he is the same to each one of us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. We change. We get in trouble and we find ourselves fading out, going to a realm that we don't really understand, because a lot of times we're sliding out of the presence of God. If we could just see ourselves, many times we come to a realm that we're really prayed through, we're really walking in victory, we're walking in the joy of the Lord, and then all of a sudden it seems like the rug gets pulled out from under us and we find ourselves helpless. We find ourselves not even knowing what's going on. We find ourselves as a beggarly condition. We find ourselves wanting for something that we can't even think about it. It's so great of a drop from where we once were. And that's what life is. It's a series of people getting up and getting down. It seems like that's sort of the tone of life. We get up and we're really happy for a while, and pretty soon then we start falling down, and pretty soon we get to a place that we're unhappy. We're unhappy with ourselves because we see ourselves failing. We see ourselves not doing the will of God. We pretty soon get to where we don't really care about the things of God. And that's really, when we get to that place, we're in trouble. When that happens, our minds are sort of, we're getting blanketed by darkness around us. And pretty soon, we don't want to face it. We just want to get away from it. We want to take the easy way out. But I believe that that's the way warfare is. In the military, you can never stop. You got to keep on the direction for this. The enemy's coming. You don't never let the enemy come behind you. You're in trouble. You got to always face the enemy. We must face his problems, but yet we have to face God continually too. It's a double task. God before us, who can be against us? We know that we keep our eyes upon the Lord. We lift our eyes to the hills. And a lot of this is when we keep our eyes upon God, The enemy is not coming after us. But when we take our eyes off of the Lord, then we have the troubles with the enemy. He comes, and then we are off our face in him, and he's overwhelming. He's too big for what we can handle. So then we find ourselves in serious troubles. As David took care of the giant, yet Saul was afraid at that time. Saul didn't know what to do with that giant. And truly, when we see many times giants in our pathway, we don't know what to do with it. We're afraid. We get fearful. And the Bible says the fearful cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Fear is a very strong issue in life. It takes us, love is the only thing that can combat fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. Where there's fear, there is torment. There's problems. And we want to go to heaven. Heaven is a very special place. It's a very normal place, basically. But it's some place from the distances from here where we are to where we get to it is a pathway. And this pathway is like going over clouds. It's pretty soon we don't really see where the pathway is. This is where we have to start walking by faith. It just must live by faith. Faith is the sum of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the pathway that leads us to heaven, we got to walk truly by faith. It's not by might nor by power, but we got to walk by the Spirit of God. But yet there's a certain amount, even through the Spirit, we have to walk by faith. We have to walk believing that God will never let us go. We have to have that faith in God that it's bigger than what we're facing. God wants us to use our spiritual muscles, the realm of that we take belief in faith that God's going to make it possible. The doubt cannot be with unbelief is an area that we, as God's people, God doesn't want to see it in our lives. We just automatically have to say, I'm in faith in God. And it takes a suggestion of the Spirit to stay that place. We cannot just say, I'm going to be there, but it's through then also your relationship with the Spirit that keeps you in faith condition. If you didn't have the Spirit of God, you had nothing to, not a crutch or nothing to lean in on or to make it complete. But with the Holy Spirit there, He is your strength. He is your co-worker. He is with you. He's beside you. He will keep you through the times of troubles. He will keep you through the times of discouragement, the times of heavy loss. God, give us His Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God shall manifest Himself in us in such a perfect way and such a mighty way that we don't have to fear. When the enemy gets so big and the giants get so big before us, we can say, greater is He that's within me. He is in the world. My Father is greater. My Father is rich. My Father has all the houses of land. My Father has all the angels. My Father has more power in Himself than everything in this whole world put together. Our Father is that powerful. And when we get that down in our knower, then we will know that if God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's within us. He that's within the world. Let not our hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We have to keep ourselves productive in God's work continually. It takes growing. It takes steadfastness. It takes a holy endeavor to the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. It takes praying through. It takes calling upon God. It takes a time of calling upon you. It takes a time of doing your homework. It takes a time of reading this wonderful word. Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. This word is powerful. It's more powerful and sharper than two-edged sword. It pierces and sever and divides all the things of our life. It sets the captive free. We're more than conquerors through God, which loves us, through the word. Are you abiding me? My words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. But going back to the heaven, many people believe that heaven, you're just going to sort of go. If you go to sort of your church and you just write your name down the book, that someday when I lay myself in head and lay me down to sleep, to pray the Lord my soul will keep. When I shall die, I will wake and I'll be in glory land. But I don't believe it's quite that way. Because the Bible says in Revelations, He said, I see the dead. God and John sees these things happen. But He says, whosoever name is not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life is not going to heaven. Whosoever's name is not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So that's getting down to more of a serious condition. Something we need to think about. It's something that's not going to take place as pie in the sky. And many people as pie in the sky is what they're looking for. We need to have a connection with God constantly. There shouldn't be no doubt, no fear, no thing that would cause us to discourage our walk, that we cannot make it by ourselves if need be. I believe that if all the world comes against me, I believe that God will give me strength to go for whatever's before me, because God will not have me go any further than I'm able to bear. And with that temptation, make a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. But getting back to the Word of God, when it talks about, I'm going to heaven. What's it mean, really, going to heaven? It's a place one day when we vacate earth. It's a place that we never, none of us know really what it is. But the Bible says, but it's written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it in the heart of man, that things that are prepared for them that love God. But God hath revealed them by the Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches yea, the deep things of God. I am going to say one thing tonight. I believe the Spirit of God is coaching me in this area. There's a one true way, I believe, that you can make sure that you're going to heaven, and that's walking in the Spirit. Do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because we have a tendency as creatures of habit, we have to continually come to the place of the altar daily. Because we have a tendency to slide back. We have something that causes within us that we don't keep our first love. We get disturbed. We get feel as fretting ourselves. The Bible says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. We find ourselves as Christians fretting. We get to where we're faking it. We're not doing it within ourselves. Like there's a program that used to be on, What's My Line? And there was, had one person that was had, and he told the truth, and the other was fakes. And that's what we are. Is our life truly on up and up with God? Or am I just trying to play possum with people? They don't see the inside of our heart. We don't see what we have, what we're made of. And that's what God is trying to bring out of us in this, that we have something within us that's able to cope with everything we face. Everything that we face is not pie in the sky. Everything we face is hardships. There's discouragements. There's troubles. There's things without God, you cannot make it. But with God, you're more than conquerors through Him which loveth you. You have persuaded neither life nor death. Apostle Paul said, I'm persuaded neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Neither any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. God has given His special Son, Jesus. He's given Jesus the authority to be our Savior. He's given Him the works. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. My God shall supply all of my need. We need to get that. God has given us the tools to live righteously in the day we're living in. He has given the tools to backslide. He has no agreement with the things of troubles. He's given us agreements of success in God the Father. God's given us more precious present promises. We might be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption through lust, which comes to course this world. There's troubles that we find through lust. Many times, lustful hearts are thinking they're going to heaven. But lust will take you down. Lust will destroy that singleness that God has in your heart. Your love should be only to God and your loved one. And this love, lust, comes out the way it becomes a penetration that draws your life being away from where God had called you to stay in that closeness with God. And we find ourselves many times in lust. We find ourselves hating. We find ourselves trapped in envy, strife, jealousy. All these things become as partakers that comes into our life when we're trying to make it to heaven. We're trying to go there, but there's so much stuff that comes against us many times. We find ourselves very out of control. We find ourselves really making no headway toward God. We find ourselves in confusion. And when there's confusion, there's every evil work. And that's really, many times we don't really know the way ahead because we're in confusion. We need to have a positive relationship. That's where the Holy Spirit is so wonderful. He gives us a constant relationship through Him. But it doesn't come easy. It doesn't come without some sacrifice. It means that every day you've got to seek God and say, am I where I should be? Am I following up on the things that you would? We just don't take things for granted, because when we do, the enemy will say, you're doing fine. And pretty soon we're believing a lie. And pretty soon we're going to be going down the hill in the wrong direction. We'll find ourselves in a collision course with not the good way. And the bad way is going away from God. We find ourselves in slippery condition. We find ourselves making haste Not to the things of the Lord, but we find ourselves sliding back to the old man, the corruption, the new man, put on the new man, which after God created in righteousness and true holiness. The Bible says, lay aside every sin that so easily besets us to help us run that race with patience. Be steadfast, unmovable, always bound to work the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. We have to just not take casual thinking about life itself. We need to question what we're doing. We need to say, Lord, I need your help this day. I don't want to make serious wrong moves. I don't want to do things that will jeopardize my situation with you, Father. I don't want nothing to cause me to be in harm's way. I don't want to have anything the enemy has his hand upon me where I lose out control with your presence. And that we need to have those up-to-date times of the Lord constantly. Because the enemy, we're not living like we was maybe 50 years ago when everything was pretty even keel, but now it's not. We're living a time when there's treacherous time before us. All things when we see many, many leaders are falling, many things are happening, and we need the precious gift of God. We need the anointing of God. We need that shower. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it says, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge. That's the only way we're going to get into heaven. We're not going to get to heaven unless we take a grip of ourselves that we might stand pure, that we might stand holy. Without holiness, no man shall see or please God. There's a way that seemeth right unto men, but the Bible says that the end thereof are the ways of death. Seek ye first His kingdom, and all these other things shall be added to you. Jesus said, unless you do more than just what the Pharisees do, we're going to miss it. We can't do things just for show and make it. God sees our heart. He sees what we our love ability. If we don't have the love of God, we need to get down and pray until we have the love of God. The Bible says, if we have not love, we're a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. Though I give my body to be burned, I do many wonderful works, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Puffed up. You know, that right there, I was alone, this is where I see so many people, they get puffed up. And myself, I have to watch it constantly. Puffing up is when you put yourself on a level higher than you should abstain. You need to prefer your brothers above yourself. That's why we prefer our brothers, our sisters above ourselves, that we're placing them above here, and we're lifting them up through prayers. We're praying. The Bible says, if a brother be overtaken with a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest thou should also fall. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We're not fulfilling the law of Christ, because we're not lifting up, we're not preferred, we're not doing what God wants us to do. We're preferred ourselves. We want to be selfish. We want to obtain a level of ourselves that we can brag about ourselves, that we can say we're actually imitating our father, the devil. And we do this because that was his decision from the very first. He wanted to push himself as God, and we find ourselves imitating our father, the father of all lies. And we find ourselves, God has set us free, but yet we're trying to go back and imitate that old creature. The old one, just like in that, what's my line? Those three, the two was real, and the one real, true person. And we try to take and imitate, and we listen to the imitator of life, the enemy, and he comes to grip us. And many times we start believing him, we start talking to him, and we find ourselves where we're sliding back, and we've forgotten that God paid in full, that we might be re-saved, that we might be set free, that he pardoned us by his precious blood. I was reading last night that the Bible says in Hebrews, there comes a time if we keep sinning, there is no covering of our sins. There comes a time we keep sinning, there is no forgiveness. God wants us to be righteous. He wants us to seek God. But we know this looks like it's a narrow pathway, but it is truly a new narrow pathway. The path of eternal life is truly a narrow course. The Bible says, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many of them that enter that, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to eternal life, and few there be that find it. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. We need to cast our cares upon Him, because He cares for us. God sees. He sees us in Psalms 103, I believe it is. He sees us as made of dust. He knows that we're able to sin, and that's why we're trying to make it to heaven. We got to make it to heaven in like a Humpty Dumpty outfit. An egg, a Humpty Dumpty, was the one that fell in an old eggshell. You know how an egg, I cook my own breakfast now, and an egg don't take very much, and you crack it. And that's the way we are. Unless we keep the supernatural power of God around, we crack our insulation around us, pretty soon the enemy will start sifting in, and pretty soon our senses are being deteriorated from darkness, and we are darkening our view with God, and we find ourselves slipping into a natural realm that's not healthy, it's not from God, it's from the ways of the enemy. And we find ourselves vacating God's direction and seeking in the way what we're seeing because we find ourselves, because we're so like tinfoil or something very, very tinsel. We find ourselves very weak, very limited. And God is our supernatural power. When we start saying, I've heard people say, oh, I'm not afraid of the devil. He is so, but they had better caution, be careful. The devil is powerful. And here tonight, I want anyone out there, you're here. The devil is powerful. Don't you come against him in yourself, but you come against him in God's self. God will help you defeating him. And in yourself, we are not more than conquerors. God is more than conquerors through Jesus, which loves us. God's here to help us, to sustain us, to uplift us. And that's why we need the precious Holy Spirit. There's something precious when we pray and seek God through the Spirit. There's something when we call upon God and that love comes like a mighty rose of Sharon. It comes down to just uplift of Ekelim. The glory comes upon us. And pretty soon we feel that new strength, that new anointing. We see that new purpose. And it's because of the Holy Spirit. And we pretty soon, we that old thing that was causing us to get darkened, we get ourselves, our sights start to get in just a few little, we're on fire. And pretty soon we're rededicated because we went the way of God we wanted to go. We can do it not by might nor power, but it takes God's Spirit, saith the Lord, to help us, to sustain us, and it comes by coming down to the feet of Jesus and letting the Spirit of God move upon us as only He can. We're all weak within ourselves. We need the power of the Spirit of God, and He is our link to God. God wants to pour His Spirit upon us with blessing. We sit back and we sit in our own little houses of clay, and our houses of clay are getting very dry, very irritable. We find ourselves very discouraged. We find ourselves very hateful. All of that very wrong things start coming into our life when we just have a few minutes with the Spirit of God would change us. That's few minutes with God changes us. And we didn't take time daily to pray, get rid of these old thoughts of my heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Just the other day, I thought about something and I said, no, I'm going to pray through right now. I don't even know what. I started to see something. I said, I'm not going to put it in my mind. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. We need to seek God and cleanse our minds. We need to vacate those wrong things that cause us to stray from the Spirit of God. The enemy has a field day with a lot of God's people because he toys with them. First of all, a lot of them see wrong books that they should never see. They see movies that they shouldn't see. In that, movies and books bring in something in this mind that captivates this power of God. And pretty soon, what you see in that movie, what you're seeing, it takes from you. It drains from you. And the only time, many times, that you can get saved again is through a revival. So it takes you out of the will of God. It takes you. That fortification, things like that, that bring us down to a low that we can't handle things within. We're not made to cope with those things. Marriage is a sanctification of all hearts, and that's why this rotten stuff that's on the world today is terrible. It brings us down to a place of unprofitable elements. We're not profitable as a servant of Christ. We find ourselves, our mind is shackled by a hidden thing that we found looking at just for a moment. Robs us of the glory of God. It robs us of the power. It robs us of the supernatural. We need to guard these reckless things that come to us that takes us down to a place that we have no recovery. There is no recovery only by the Spirit of God. It takes a visitation from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And we need to keep it there because the enemy is very treacherous. He comes to destroy it. Then he wants to just come down to condemn us. And we get to that place that we cannot find up or down because we find ourselves in darkness. We find ourselves sheltered, lambarded by thoughts that we've seen in some book, some treacherous thing that takes a decade sometime to get us set free. These things are treacherous. The tools, the enemy is treacherous in this last day. We have never seen powers like it is now because he can take the mind in just a few seconds. I remember a great evangelist said that same thing. He can just a few seconds, he can take this mind and bring it down to a place that takes a long time to clean it up with God's help. And some people can never get it cleaned up
We're working with an enemy that don't play fair. He's treacherous. And man, you need to watch it. Watch what you see, what you look at. Be back off, myself included. We find ourselves at best in power of Jesus' forgiveness. And the enemy comes to toy with us. We find pastors that lost their first love because of the same. I've seen them. That sex stuff will get you down to a place you have no anointing, you have no, and you start faking it, and then when you fake it, you're in deep trouble, and what your whole church suffers because of where you are with God. God wants us to be overcomers. He wants us to be separate, saith the Lord. He wants us to use holy matrimony as our wives and our husband as one cause. No other way is permissible. Nothing is permissible. And these crib that's on our TV is terrible. It'll bring you down to a treacherous place. It'll bring you to devastation. It'll bring you to a place of failures. It'll bring you to a place of not making it to heaven. And that's the downfall, that many, many, many are not going to make it to heaven. They can still go to church every Sunday. You can pay your tithes every Sunday and still go back and look at those same old books that you want to see, or that those same old movies you want to see. But these things are treacherous. They're devilish. They're against the Father. They're against society itself. But the enemy has not played ball square no more. You need to realize that God give you a special wife, and wife, He give you a special husband, and you're to walk as one in Him, and through that you'll have success living for God, and you'll have no other way. That's the only way that we can live, and your children need to come in that realm too, that umbrella, that no other, that off limits. Some of these things are off limit for even from the childhood. We need to abstain from these things that bring us away from the Spirit of God. And there's an avalanche of these treacherous things that God's showing to me this very moment. And it brings people down to a place that they have no faith in God. They find themselves, their mind is deteriorated because of the darkness, from the filth that's been in that mind. And God's given you this mind to have it cherished by the love of God. He wants you to love your wife and your husband. But anything other than that, it needs to be void from any action, from the things that bring us down to a place of low degree. God says, come out from among them, be separate, saith the Lord, and I shall heal you, and I'll bless you, and I'll promote you. But I say, God said, the Spirit of God, put off those things of troublesome times, those things of whoredom spirits, wrong spirits, are there to bring decay on old man, old woman. They'll bring you down to a place that you cannot find success, even life itself. You'll find your marriage falling apart. You'll find your children going off in a wrong direction. You'll find life itself as a failure. And I say that is what America is this night. What this has been speaking the last this few months. It's what's happened in America. Sin's on the horizon. America needs to wake up. America needs to be realized that the enemy has toiled them and put them in a place that they cannot even see nothing but lust. They can see no longer things of sin. I say the Spirit of God is like Reno and Las Vegas are tools. The enemy comes to bring these things down to a low degree. My people must be separate, said the Lord. My people must live above these things if they wish to live and have a heavenly home. I say heaven is real. Heaven is real. But I say earth has a payday for the sin while you're here. I say there is payday and the many of my people. My people are going through things this very moment that they wish they could be set free. And while you're being set free, let no longer be entangled with the bondage, that you be overcomers of the evil no longer. We need to have that success in God. Come out from among them, my people, and I shall bless thee, and I shall anoint thee, and I shall shelter thee, and I shall keep thee. Be not afraid, for I am able to keep thee. But I say, do not let that slew food come around you, because he's trouble. He will bring you down, and he will not let go when he gets his way. He will take you down, and where he stops with you will only be down in his direction. He wishes to take all mankind to live with him forever. But I say, my people, my Father does not want you to live in that realm. My Father wants you to live with him forever and ever and ever. Now, heaven is real. Heaven is a very special place. Now has his seal of blessing. God will help you. Those this night find yourself trapped, seek God. Call upon him. While he's near, let the wicked forsake his way, and unrighteous man his thoughts, and to our godly abundantly pardon. For as high as the heavens are from the earth, so is God's way, and his thoughts higher than your thoughts, saith the Spirit of God. God is here to help you, to sustain you, to comfort you this night. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing. Father, I just feel the ugliness of sin this night, how it's gripped our nation. How a nation has got willful, even its big meetings, how the nighttime after the meetings are terrible things going down, going on. That's terrible, terrible darkness. And we find ourselves in a nation full of wickedness, full of problems, full of alcohol, full of incest, all these troubles that come plague this land. And this land is full of demons. It's full of things that's not controllable. And the only righteous answer we have is the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. Through the power of the Holy Ghost and God the Father will send forth His angels to guard around for those who will seek Him. They shall surely be found of Him, and He will keep them and keep them out of harm's way. If my people which come out from among thee separate, said the Lord, I shall trouble those that will come against you. I am here to help thee this night. Be not afraid, for I am the Lord thy God. I am here, for I see this wickedness upon this land. My people, it's time to pray. It's time to seek the Lord, because I say that my coming is soon, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.